Good morning, everyone. This is F Major. And today's show might be a little bit different. It's 6:46 in the morning. And of all places, I'm at the motherfucking laundromat. Again. It's 34 degrees outside. And I'm in my car near about to freeze to death. But since the last podcast I had at the laundromat, got, I believe, the second or third highest number of downloads, I figure I'd try it again at a different laundromat and see if the same numbers happen this time as well. Like I say, I'm about to freeze in here, but I got the heater on and I'm good, y'all. But don't expect the same high energy I normally deliver to these things. Because a brother is cold. I don't know why it decided to be 34 on this day, but ain't nothing I can do about it. It is a Sunday, so I can't blaspheme the good Lord's name, at least not today. Well, I shouldn't do it any day, but oh well, fuck it. You are listening to The Great Divide. I am your host. The official weapon of the show is wisdom, something that I try my hardest to follow every chance I get. And I've noticed that when you follow it, and the reason why I chase it so hard is because when you follow it, you have peace. I don't get to be rich in this lifetime. I've already accepted that. I don't get to be some great scholar. I don't get to be a doctor. I might get to be a lawyer. But I don't get to be a fancy person or a celebrity. I don't get to be rich. So the one thing I'm going to be is happy. And the one thing that brings me happiness over all other things is peace. So I encourage everybody to follow wisdom. I try to espouse some every chance I get on this show. When I don't, I try to learn from the listeners what they know and the wisdom that they have to espouse to me. Because like I told y'all during season one, you know how you listen to a show and you listen to it because you want to hear the experts talk about shit and you want to hear their opinions about shit and all that type of stuff. Well, me, I do this because I want to learn, not because I'm trying to teach. You guys are the vehicle that run this show. Most of the time you won't, and I hate this, you won't call the show or you won't leave feedback for the show. But on my personal time, on my Facebook, you will leave opinions there and stuff. And it's great because, like I say, I like to learn. I feel like once you feel like you've stopped learning or you can't learn anymore or you're above learning and you won't, your mind is closed, which happens a lot when we get in our older years. Is you have no usefulness left on this earth. We're not only on this earth to teach shit. We're here to learn shit. And that's the whole purpose of this show, The Great Divide. That's why I do this. My ideas about stuff, my intellect and my intelligence, I feel like that's ever evolving. Like it'll never stop growing and improving. And the moment I close my mind to shit, that's when all that stops. It's like, once you decide to close your mind to shit, there's no reason for you to go on. It's time for you to die. I mean, not that I'm saying I hope people die, but I'm saying, what good are you after the point where you feel like you can't learn anymore? But that was a long intro to get into what I wanted to talk about today. I want to talk about okay, I'll start with a story when I was a kid. The first time, the moment I started to learn to distrust the government, to distrust people, was in the second grade. I was 7 years old. Now, my sister is a year older than me, but we're really, really close. I have had three brothers, three sisters, okay? Now, the I really shouldn't be putting this out there, but fuck it. My oldest brother, I've never met. I never met him because before I was born, he was, I don't know what he did. My family never told us about it, me and my sister. Me and my sister never asked. And the only person who knows that we know is our grandma because she slipped and told us. But I guess my eldest brother did something and he's serving a life sentence right now. I have no reason to try to contact this person. I don't know shit about this person. I don't know if he's a half-brother or a whole... I don't know. And me and my sister found that out when we were very young. Like around 10 or 11 or something like that. And we didn't know the nigga. And we didn't know any better. So we didn't ask no more questions. And my grandma fucked up. And she kind of slipped with it. And she said something about your brother. And my sister said, what brother? And my grandma said, you better not tell your daddy I told you this, but. And then she told us. So I have three brothers and three sisters. So the brother that I don't know, the one that's on life sentence or whatever, X him off the list. He's not a brother. I don't know the nigga. You know, what am I supposed to? So as far as I'm concerned, I got two brothers and three sisters, which means there are three boys and three girls. My eldest brother and sister were born a year apart. My middle brother and sister were born a year apart. Me and my sister were born a year apart. But there's several years in between each of these pairings. So one of my brothers and one of my sisters, the two oldest, are close. They're super tight. They stay in contact all the time. The middle two, super tight. They stay in contact all the time. Me and my sister, who are the youngest, super tight. We stay in contact all the time. We will talk to the other brothers and sisters, not incredibly regularly, but enough, if you get what I'm saying. But me and my sister, we are a year apart. My close sister, Sherilyn, the one that's on Sibling Rivalry. We are super close. Like she's my best friend, which is weird because when we were growing up, we hated each other. In any case, I started to learn to distrust the government when I was in the second grade and she was in the third grade. They brought into our classroom this thing called the Four Foods Groups. The four food groups, right? We learned about this shit for the next 6 years. The four food groups. I can recite the shit for you. It's, actually, I guess I can't recite it for you. There's a bunch of activity behind me, a bunch of red lights and blue lights and shit. I guess something bad is happening somewhere. Because I see police cars. I see a fire marshal. That was a fire truck that just passed me. Oh, yeah, something bad must be happening. I have to go be an investigative journalist. In any case, it's dairy, meat and poultry, fruits and vegetables, breads and cereals. Those are the four food groups. Anybody who is my age or older, maybe a little bit younger, know the four food groups. This is the model that they told us we need to live by if we wanted to get the most nutrition out of our meals. Dairy, meat and poultry, fruits and vegetables, breads and cereals, okay? We took this shit home to our mama. We even took her the documentation home that they gave us because, you know, that wasn't in any textbook. They had to give you the supplemental shit where it was like 2 pages worth of information and stuff, and my mom adapted it. She loved it because it made her trying to choose what food we were very poor. And it made her trying to choose what food we were going to get to eat every night a lot easier. She said, I'm going to go buy this thing. This is, you know, optimum for your health. According to the statistics from the USDA, this piece of paper says that if I do it like this, you guys are going to grow up and be super healthy and you'll develop great eating habits and all this type of shit. She was really into it. We were too. And it made us more, you know, seeing how fascinated she was by it, made us more prone to eat the shit that we didn't like vegetables, you know, and she found ways to make them yummy. And now I'm a person who likes vegetables. But they hammered this shit in us. So me and my sister learned about it. I was in the second grade. She was in the third grade. We learned about it in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grades. In seventh and eighth grade health classes, we had tests on the shit, the four food groups. When I became an adult, I tried to live by the four food groups. I mean, of course, I cheated and shit. I'm a young adult. That's what young adults do. But then I come to find out that that shit was made up. First of all, it was a ploy. It was paid for by the dairy lobby. So all the calcium and shit that they say you get from eating these various dairy products, what they didn't tell you is you can get more calcium from eating spinach. That whole four food group thing was a ruse by the dairy lobby, who lobbied it to our USDA to get that recognized as the official set of food groups that you're supposed to eat for optimum health. And I found this out after I became an adult. Now, let's talk about white supremacy a little bit. Most black people, I don't know what the statistics are. I'll go look them up later, some shit. But I know most black people, more than 50% of black people, suffer from what used to be called lactose intolerance? I think that was the word, because there's a new word for it now because they're trying to be politically correct and sensitive to people's needs. And I think it's called lactase insensitive. I don't know what the new words is. We studied it at University of Oregon, and I can't remember the word, but I know it's not lactose intolerance anymore, because they say intolerance kind of hints at that something is wrong with the person, not with the fact that this milk comes from fucking animals and we're drinking it in human bodies. It reminds me of that story I read about a lady who had a miscarriage, but she still had milk in her breasts. So she let dogs, her puppies and shit, suck the milk out of her breasts. And I'm thinking, can that be healthy? I mean, it sounds gross on the face of it, but really, can that be healthy? I mean, for a dog, ain't supposed to be drinking milk. I thought dogs and cats aren't supposed to drink milk. I mean, not milk that come out of a human titty, you know, like... It's weird to me. So it's also weird to me that we drink milk that comes out of cows. I am a person who is lactose intolerant. I don't know what the new word is, so I'm just going to call it that because that's what I grew up with. What that means is that the USDA, in putting this shit out, put out some shit that was made specifically for white folks. Not to say that there are no white folks that are lactose intolerant, but as far as I know, more of them are not than black people. So we're sitting here poisoning ourselves with this lactose intolerant. The shit go through you, and then you have the squirts. Can't even sit on the toilet. Sometimes the shit would hurt so bad, it would burn your butt, you know. And I didn't think that was anything was irregular about that. I thought that's what, you know, everybody. I was fucking 7 years old, 7, 8, 9, 10, all of that. So I drink milk. I have cereal in the morning and stuff. I didn't know the reason why I was squirting doo-doo is because my body wasn't made to be able to digest dairy products. But they had this shit on the four food groups, and they say that it's going to be healthy. Meanwhile, black kids all over this motherfucker is drinking milk because the government said that's what you're supposed to do. And that was my first taste of distrusting the government. I was so angry. I will never trust the USDA again. I don't trust them to regulate our food. I don't trust, because, you know, they let some shit slide. Like, they'll let so many bugs be in oatmeal. I guess there's so many bugs that surround oat crops that they can't get them all out. So they'll let you grind up bug pieces in the oatmeal and shit like that. It's a lot of shit. You got to go read up on it. It's disgusting. And that I learned from a health class at University of Oregon. In any case, that was my first taste of not trusting the government. And I never really came back to it. My mom was, of course, she was just beside herself, upset about it. Because they're telling you, you know, you want to raise a healthy family. And they're telling you these is the ways to do it. And it turned out this shit was a lie. And now we have, okay, and I appreciate the fuck out of Michelle and Barack Obama for this shit. They put out a real one. They put out one to say, okay, y'all niggas was going by the four food groups. Well, what did they forget? They forgot nuts. Nuts wasn't in the four food groups. And me, my dumb ass, I never even considered it. Never even thought about it. I never thought about what food group a nut would go in. And it's because it don't go in a food group. It didn't go in one of the four food groups. It's its own food group. And then legumes, beans, shit like that. That wasn't covered in the four food groups. So they pretty much left out a whole bunch of shit in an effort to make sure your ass got that damn dairy. They say, fuck it, let's put the shit, the most obvious shit in the four food groups and leave out all this other shit. But Barack and Michelle, like the true niggas they are, came through for us. Yes, they did. They put out a four food groups. It wasn't a four food groups. It was like a food pyramid, a triangle or something. They had a huge tip at the top, a food pyramid with a huge tip at the top to say vegetables. So you eat, supposed to eat like three more helpings of vegetables than you are of meat. And then you're supposed to have a little bit of beans to the side. It's amazing. And I loved it. And they put it on the USDA website. And I did trust that because it was done by black people. I don't know what to trust when it comes to other people putting that shit out there. And I don't even know if Barack Obama had anything to do with it. I know Michelle Obama had everything to do with it, and that this is a bitch that goes by science. Okay? She followed the science. It wasn't no dairy lobby or no shit like that. And then white folks, okay, no, I'm not going to say that because white folks, it wasn't white folks. I need to stop blaming shit on white folks. Republicans got mad at this bitch for, I shouldn't call her a bitch neither. But y'all know that's my word. Y'all know I don't mean shit by it. That's just how I talk. But Republicans got mad at her for trying to encourage their children to be healthy. Do you hear me? That is fucking cray cray. Oh my God. That's why they get on my motherfucking nerves. And I'm willing to bet because the four food groups came around in the early 80s that's where the fuck that four food group shit came from was the Republican Party. I'm going to have to look into that. I'm not going to see it for sure because I don't know, but that's where I think it came from. So then that was the first time that I didn't trust the government. And then, of course, taxes and all that shit is enough to make you not trust other parts of government. But then one of the things that made me stop trusting, too, was as we enter the age of Photoshop and all that type of shit, I have seen movies and documentaries and various classes for sociology that explain how they make these magazines look so good. And most of them bitches is in Photoshop. Most they remove blemishes and all that type of shit. So you're not looking at real women. Adele Givens had a fucking fantastic joke about how the women you see in these magazines, how regular women need to stop trying to keep up with them bitches.
Know that you are beautiful. I don't give a damn what. Understand that. You know what happened? We start getting tricked by these magazines and these televisions. These bitches is tricking you. You think you can live up to them celebrity bitches, don't you? Well, it can't happen because the hoes ain't real. You know they build them bitches, you know that. Buying titties, which I don't understand. Why you gonna buy titties when you got socks at home? Ladies, these hoes are not made out of the same stuff you made out of. You a real woman, them bitches are not. They there to entertain your ass. You know they ain't made out of your shit because you read about them going to the hospital for shit like exhaustion and dehydration. Now what bitch you know so tired she gotta go to hospital? I know some exhausted bitches. I know some women got two jobs, six kids, no man, the bitch got things to do. She gotta go to PTA meetings, after school programs, football practice, riverboat casino. This bitch is exhausted. She ain't going no hospital. She can't. Who gonna watch them badass children when she goes? In the real world, when you get exhausted, you take a fucking nap, don't you? You stop letting them bitches trick you, because they will trick you, and they use your kids to trick you. You see these commercials where they got kids now trying to fuck with your self-esteem. But it's all about attitude. I saw this one Jenny Craig commercial. This woman comes out there all distraught and fucked up, talking about, I knew I had to do something. Because I woke up one morning and my daughter said, Mommy, you're fat. And I knew I had to do something. So I picked up that phone and I called Jenny Craig. You know, they flip the screen, she come back like 2 weeks later. I lost 15 pounds on Jenny Craig and I feel great. I say, yeah, that's good, bitch, but you need a new attitude. Because had that been me on that commercial, it would have went the same way with a different attitude. I'd have said, well, I knew I had to do something because I woke up one morning and my daughter said, Mommy, you're fat. And I knew I had to do something. So I picked up that phone and I knocked that little bitch down a flight of stairs. I whooped her little ass that day. Told her, you the reason why mama's so fucking fat. Carrying your little bald head ass around for 9 months. I beat her so long I lost 15 pounds and now I feel good.
And it's true. They Photoshop waist sizes and bust sizes and all of this type of shit. It is madness. And on this documentary, I'm going to have to see if I can't find the name of the documentary. I think it's something like Killing Them Softly or some shit like that. But it's amazing. And so the reason why I don't fuck around with magazines and specifically images, still images anymore, unless I take them myself, is because people Photoshop shit all the time now, so you never know what's real and what's fake. For that reason, I don't buy magazines and shit no more, because I want to know what I'm looking at is real. You get what I'm saying? So there was one last magazine, one that I kept my subscription to, and it was because I trusted it. They've never lied to me. And it was the first magazine I ever saw titties in. I was in the third grade. I saw titties. And most people saw titties. But when you look at titties in the third grade, it's not sexual. You just, oh my goodness, that's what titties look like. And the name of that magazine is National Geographic. And not that I was crazy about learning about science and last lost native tribes and all that type of shit. But it was just a publication, a periodical I could trust. I could, you know, you go in there and you see these, National Geographic probably has some of the best photographers in the world, because they get shots of shit that I just couldn't imagine how they did. Like, there was one in this cave and it was going from one side of the cave to another, and all you could see was the beam of light going from one side of the cave to the other, because they had these, I guess, these special flashlights. So you could see parts of the inside of the cave, but you couldn't see any people. The only thing that was visible was this beam of light going from one side to the other, and it was gorgeous, and it was real. But then, goddamn Rupert Murdoch, of Fox News fame, who, as far as I'm concerned, is manufactured news, not real news, bought National Geographic. Now I can't trust that either. I was so angry because that was the last place I could go and trust what I was looking at. Oh, and then here's the other thing. Another thing. People are mad at Amazon because they don't pay no taxes. 10, 11 years ago, before I moved here, the post office was doing so motherfucking bad that in places all over the country, they started going, they and you can look this up on Google and find articles. Service started going to 4 days a week. In my state, North Carolina, Virginia too, because I was living in Virginia at the time, a lot of the rural places got their post offices shut down altogether. It was bad. The post office wasn't making money. And part of the reason why I think that happened is because, you'll have to look this up, I don't know the details of it, but there was some kind of something that Congress came up with to make the post office have to have like 10 years of pensions or something. You have to go look it up. I really should be more prepared to do this, but that's not the point. The point is, the post office was doing so bad that service was being dropped. And the reason why, and I know Republicans were responsible for whatever it was, the amount of money that the post office needed to have to stay open. And they did that because they wanted the post office to go bankrupt so that they could privatize it. This I know to be true. I have read this. In any case, so that makes me not trust Republicans. There's all this shit going on, and the post offices was shutting. And people are mad at Amazon for not paying no taxes. And me personally, for Amazon specifically, I don't really give a fuck. And the reason I don't give a fuck is because Amazon saved the post office without it having to become privatized. Have you noticed that mail comes on Sunday sometimes now? All of those post offices, all those people who lost their jobs because those post offices were closing, have work again. Amazon uses the post office so much that it's paying for people's pensions and 401ks. And now we have a bustling mail service. And then you remember a couple of months ago, goddamn Donald Trump was in Jeff Bezos' ass. And the reason why I believe he hates Jeff Bezos so much is for two reasons. One, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post now, and the Washington Post reports the truth. So the Washington Post was reporting the truth about Trump, which doesn't paint Trump in a good light. And that's because he's not a good person. The second thing is because Amazon wasn't paying any taxes. And again, like I said, I don't give a fuck, because I feel like the work that they are giving to the United States Post Office is worth it. It's worth it to, I don't give a fuck if they pay taxes or not, as long as they have this deal with the Post Office. The moment they don't have this deal with the Post Office no more, they gotta pay taxes like every motherfucking body else. That's just my personal opinion. But the second reason why Donald Trump was in Jeff Bezos' ass is because he wasn't paying taxes. And he's richer than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump wasn't paying taxes either at the same time, but he's not allowed not to pay taxes. And that's what makes him mad about Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos has, So I don't know what kind of deal he got, but he got a deal where he got to pay taxes. And Donald Trump's owed taxes, but Jeff Bezos didn't have to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, Donald Trump had to lie on how much money he made and all that type of shit to avoid paying taxes. Jeff Bezos didn't. So, of course, Donald Trump going to be in his ass. I think the shit is funny. But I think it's time for me to go in here and change my shit from the washing machine to the drying machine. The washing machine to the drying machine. From the washing machine to the dryer. And I will be right back. Alright, I'm back. This time at the laundromat ain't like last time. Last time people were looking any kind of way. This time everybody is dressed up for the winter, except for me. I got on t-shirts and a shirt. What? I got on shorts and a t-shirt. Now, I did decide to take one of my hoodies out of the bag and put that on so that I wouldn't be too cold. But yeah, it looks completely different. Everybody got their winter shit on this time. And it's funny because I only did the other podcast a month ago. It's almost like we didn't get a fall. I believe our autumn happened during the wildfires. So most of our fall happened while we were stuck in the house. And then we only got like a week of fall left, and it's already winter because it's 31 degrees. I thought it was 34. I just heard the newscaster say it's 31 in Eugene. And that's crazy to me. Because if I'm not mistaken, today is October. What is it? It's like October the 24th, 25th. Anyway, like I was saying, this whole Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos shit just kills me. And the post office is a service I absolutely love. I believe in it. Even after I lost faith in all the other government entities, the post office was still the one that I appreciate more than anything because it was reliable. I've never had anything happen to a package. Yeah, a package might get there a day or two later than it's supposed to, but I've never had any problems of any kind with the post office. I know exactly how much the shit gonna cost. I know where to go if I wanted the line to be as short as possible. I love the United States Post Office. I really do. Until this year. The last government entity that I truly believed in has fallen victim to another Republican scheme. And see, this is why I can never be a Republican again. Even though I know that right now it's not its normal self, I can't do it. I can't do it. They done fucked up the Postal Service. I run a business, a small business, and it's an IT business, but pretty soon we're going to start doing financial shit. I've been a bookkeeper now for 2 years, and I got been doing a lot of duties that were accountant related, like pulling reports and checking numbers and all that type of shit. And so my business is going to start consulting financially, which is beside the point. That's just a plug for myself. So if you know any niggas that need some financial help, get in touch. I have a business and I only have 4 clients, but I send out these clients invoices regularly. I sent, and this fucked me up, I sent 3 invoices out, and normally it gets there the next day or the following day. I sent out 3 invoices last month. One of them got them 7 days later, another one got them 8 days later, and another one got it 10 days later. And on every one of the postmarks, it said Portland. Now, I sent this shit from Cottage Grove to Cottage Grove. Every one of my clients is in Cottage Grove. I mailed the shit at the Cottage Grove post office. Now, it used to go through Eugene. Now, mail is going through Portland for some motherfucking reason. So, yes, I can't even trust the post office anymore. And that was something that the Republicans had a hand in. Another entity that I can't trust anymore, the Supreme Court. I can't trust the Supreme Court anymore. In fact, from the time Neil Gorsuch got on the Supreme Court, I have found it to be illegitimate. I don't have to go into the reasons why. You already know why. But then, as if to say, hold my motherfucking beer. These niggas confirmed a rapist. That was when I was like, the Supreme Court is no longer a Supreme Court. It's an all right court. It's maybe an okay court. But you don't confirm a motherfucking accused rapist to any entity that you're going to call Supreme. I'm sorry. That's just not the way you do shit. And then this Amy Coney bitch, don't even get me started. Now, what's his name? Brett Kavanaugh? Brett Kavanaugh, he shouldn't be there. Neil Gorsuch shouldn't be there. Maybe Neil should be there. I changed my mind about that. And the reason why I say maybe he should be there is because if Barack Obama got to confirm Merrick Garland, then Trump would have still got to choose somebody. And since Neil Gorsuch was the first person he chose, maybe he would have been legitimate if they had let Barack Obama choose Merrick Garland. In any case, I have no problem with Joe Biden or whoever packing the motherfucking court. I'm down for 15 justices. It'll be job creation like a motherfucker. Not to mention, I don't even think there should be one person as president of the United States. I think that should be a group effort. Because when you have a group effort, it stops, it has a tendency to stop shit like what Donald Trump did. Because I don't give a fuck if you vote Republican or Democrat. Elect both of them. No one man can do all that job by his motherfucking self. And it'd be like a terrific job. Not even Barack Obama. That's just too much job for one motherfucker. It is. Especially this nigga that's in there now. In any case, all of this was to say, I just don't trust the government no more. I just don't. I can't trust the USDA. Can't trust the Supreme Court. Can't trust the post office. Can't trust the attorney, the Justice Department. The Justice Department is suing somebody on behalf of Melania Trump for defamation. What? That's how we're using the Justice Department now? To keep a bitch from publishing a book about Melania Trump? A factual book? I mean, this bitch put the tapes out. We listened to one like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But the Justice Department is going to sue this bitch on behalf of Melania Trump. I can't trust the Justice Department no more. I can't trust America no more. Oh, shit. Offset is arrested? I know Cardi is beside herself. In any case, I just don't trust the government no more. I just don't. Even when Joe Biden get in there and shit, unless he undoes everything that Trump did, I have no use for the government. I don't. And here's the thing about me. I think that the tribes of Africa are the only groups of people, the only societies that got governance right. I really do. And maybe not just the African ones, but most indigenous hunter-gatherer tribes got governance right. I honest to goodness, I think it is impossible for any government to govern hundreds of millions of people. I do. I don't think that that's plausible. I don't think it's probable. What government do you know that does a good job with that many people? People talk like Norway and Sweden are the happiest places to live on earth. That's because they don't got that many people to govern. When you don't have that many people to govern, you don't have all these ridiculously polar opposite views on shit that make it impossible to govern. But when I say the tribes of Africa are the ones that got it right, it's because we studied in anthropology the way they did governance. And what they did was no society ever got to be more than 200 people. And 200 is a lot. That's a big society. But you only have to worry about those 200 people. If you do something within the tribe, a crime or something like that, then they put you out. You can go to another one that governs their people differently. And if you do something there and you get put out, these tribes, these groups of 200 people, and all of them want 200 people, there'll be some tribes that only had 30 people. These groups, if you got to be known to be a person that committed crimes or do shit that you know you ain't got no business doing, then word would get around to all the tribes and nobody would take you. You would just have to be a nomad. And, okay, I'm going to try to use, like, political parties to make my point. If one tribe is Democrat and another is Republican, you can leave the one tribe and go to the other one. And that whole tribe subscribes to this same theory. There's no discord between the tribes, even though they have different ideologies. There's no discord because ain't one who believes in this ideology in the other one trying to tell that group of people what to do. But here in America and in most places in democracies and around the world and stuff like that, they're trying to intermingle the two. And it's like trying to mix water and oil. They don't mix. And trying to make a mix, all it does is cause chaos and havoc and make people angry at each other and all that type of shit. I do not believe in the two-party system. That is why I'm not a Democrat. That is why I'm not a Republican. I don't believe in that shit. I think it's just a ploy to keep the country divided and divisive and at each other's throat instead of working together to make shit happen in the interest of the people that live here. Another thing I hate is when I hear politicians say the American people, because I'm included in that. But y'all ain't never once gave me a thought. I hate hearing blah, 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 blah for the American people. How about call us citizenry? How about call us American residents? We're more than just people. And you're going to fuck around and find out. I'm ready. I better not say that on here, because then the next thing I know, the FBI will be at my door. So I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it PG right now, but there's some shit. The last show, I'm going to end with this. The last show talked about the children who are locked up on behalf of the American people. And we are the American people. And they locked those niggas up on our behalf. So I'm praying to goodness, praying with everything in me, that you motherfuckers go out here and vote. You don't have to vote. If you vote third party, don't let me find out about it. Because I can't fuck with you no more. I can't fuck with third party. Not this election. Not this election. This is too fucking important. They talking about all kinds of shit. Motherfucking Proud Boys are going to start killing people. And because I have a coat of armor on, that is my skin color, they going to know who to shoot first. You get what I'm saying? It's a scary time. It really, really is. So keep your wits about you, people. I don't trust our government. We need to get those kids out their motherfucking cages. We need to get those people out of the cages. Not just the kids. All of them.